money, see me, he get boner. He chase me, cause I'm older. He see me hitting, I come from the shoulder. He know I be from a soil of soldier. You get it took, I get money. You go stupid, I go dummy. I be slave, better get your bae. He want a real win, cause I'm from the bay. She out of line, she split that wig. I got it locked, she getting gig. She just a gimmick, I got a limit. Bay chick go, we on that real. She ain't gon' last, I got the cash. She bring you bands, I'm buying land. Her brand a lie, my brand is fly. Already made it, girl, bye.
I'm bae. This is how we do it in the bay.
In the bay.
Chicks keep it solid in the bay.
In the bay.
All day, every day, from the bay to LA.
Round the way.
Hey, I slay. You slay, she slay. Hey, hey, in the bay. Hey, hey. That's just keep it solid in the bay.
I'm bae. From Belil, Lady Bay, slay, slay. All day, every day. Chicks keep it solid in the bay. Getting money, pushing weight. Ayy. Getting cashed out, don't play.
Don't pay.
We keep it solid, we from the bay. Like a D-boy pushing dope every day. From the bay to LA. Already one bad chick. He spit the real, stacking them chips. They get weak, we get stronger. We go hard, we go longer. They get high, we get higher. They get cold, we bring fire. Never get old, never retire. From the bay to LA. Ay. All day, every day. Round the way.
This is how we do it in the bay.
In the bay.
Chicks keep it solid in the bay.
In the bay.
All day, every day, from the bay to LA.
Round the way.
Hey, I slay. You slay, she slay.
Hey,
hey, in the bay. Hey, hey. That's just keep it solid in the bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movement is real. Belil, Richmond, Frisco, Oakland, San Jose, Stockton, Modesto, and Sacramento round the way. We can smash down the fog, check out Bakersfield and Fresno along the way to LA. Make it do what it do, huh? Yeah, you gotta rock with the bay. We slay every day, all day. Cali,
yee!
I'm bae. This is how we do it in the bay.
In the bay.
Chicks keep it solid in the bay.
In the bay.
All day, every day, from the bay to LA.
Round the way.
Hey, I slay. You slay, she slay.
Hey,
hey, in the bay. Hey, hey. That's just keep it solid in the bay.
Now, guys, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm so excited to have you guys. We are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, and we are going to have a grand slamming time here with an exclusive interview with NBA draftee Michael Lenoir. We'll talk about it. Let's bring him right on because we're super excited about what's going on for a brother, a young man of this age to aspire to be an NBA star. We want to help support him, so we want to bring Michael right on the air. Michael, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're tuning in, you're joining us here live in the studio. We thank you so much for your time. Bro, how you doing?
I'm good. Appreciate y'all for having me. How are y'all?
Well, good, we're good. So thank you and welcome to Thanks for the Success Radio 101 FM. We're so excited to have you. Like, we got a really, really great show. So we want to just kick it off and start right away. Like, Mike, you are just slamming it. You're just doing it, coming all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, going down there to Texas. I know those southern parts are very, you know, near and dear to myself. So tell us a little bit about what that means, the move meant for you to be in this draft.
It means a lot to me to be in this draft, you know, especially coming from where I come from, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, not too many people do a lot of good things coming from that area, or just, you know, Louisiana in general. Like you say, the southern part, it's down below. You know, not too many people get a lot of chances. And also up here in Texas, when I moved to Texas, I just think, you know, Texas gave me great opportunities and great ways to explore more, you know, actually chase my dreams like I wanted to. So it's important to me for me to be chasing my dream and being in this draft right now.
Amazing. So, Michael, I feel that. What would you – with your team, I know that you've been doing quite a few interviews, and what's the momentum that you and your team is feeling now, you know, with all this going on?
Right now, I think my team, they feeling more of a momentum, like, you know, that they want me to get drafted, and everybody's pretty much kind of tense just on, you know, trying to see what's going to happen when draft day comes. And especially by being tomorrow, I think a lot of people on my team are, you know, kind of nervous. But me more so, I'm more so relaxed. You know, I just feel like whatever happens will happen, and, you know, it'll happen for a reason. God put me in this position for a reason, and I'm willing to, you know, go at it full speed, head on, whatever the case it may be.
So I know you're down there with my boys down there in the South out there in Houston. I'm so H-Town. It's just, you know, it's just a real sweet place for me. So you said that Houston gave you a lot of opportunities. With those opportunities, your confidence seems to be really, really high right now. So with everything that's going on with tomorrow, you know, and the little nervous, you know, feelings going on with the team and everything, you can relax. What would you say to other individuals who are pursuing their career goals and their, you know, professional skill trade?
First, you know, I'm going to just say it was Dallas, you know, Houston is good too, but, you know, Creating Young Minds and my team is, you know, it's originated from Dallas, but shout out to H-Town too. It's a lot of talent down there and stuff like that. But what I would say to, most definitely, what I would say to people, you know, chasing your dreams or whatever the case they're doing right now, just, you know, block out everything that's negative and follow everything that's positive, and, you know, surround yourself with great people, positive vibe that's bringing positive energy, and, you know, to never let anyone or anything stop you from doing what you're doing. You know, the only person that can stop you is you, and the sky isn't the limit. Surpass the limit, and, you know, just keep going until you reach your full potential. Don't let anyone put a limit on you. So that's what I tell a lot of people.
Well, that's truly powerful. Michael, what about the CYM? How did that help you in all that you're pursuing? What role did it play for you?
CYM has played a major role for me. I believe, you know, when I first came here, Coach Mathis and Dr. Ackerman, you know, they put me through a lot of challenges just to see if my mental was ready, and at the time it wasn't, you know. So I just think by being here, it helped me grow as a young man on and off the court. So it just helped me, like, really figure out what's my purpose at life and what's my purpose at life and what I'm really doing it for. It helped me find out my why. You know, they helped me become a better basketball player by, you know, challenging me to play against pros every day and put me through different obstacles to better myself, you know, not making no excuses for me. So I would say this program and organization, like, they put in a lot of work for me, and not just me, my teammates too, just to help us become, you know, better young men at the end of the day. Because, you know, at the end of the day, basketball is not going to last forever. So we just aspiring to become better young men at the end of the day and just keep striving for greatness.
That's what's up. I mean, that's so powerful. You sound such like a role model. Do you consider yourself a role model?
I mean, I feel like, I don't want to just say I am, but if I am a role model to certain people, I really appreciate that. You know, I had a lot of people tell me, you know, I inspire them of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. And people tell me all the time, especially, you know, my teammates or my family or my coach, they'll tell me, like, the things that you're doing right now, your story is inspiring. Like, a lot of people will be able to relate to it by you being in that position. So I sit back and think about that a lot and just thinking, you know, how much of a role model I can be to certain kids, or not just kids, certain people, just for them to follow their dreams and, you know, actually achieve them and don't let anybody get in the way of that. So if I would most definitely want to be a role model to certain people to tell them, you know, anything is possible.
That's straight. That is a straight up declaration right there, and a power move to give to humanity today. So I applaud you, Michael, for your inspiration and your guidance and your tenacity, your teammates. Do you have any rituals that you must perform before any game? And if so, why?
I think before every game, my most important ritual that I would do is, you know, just pray. Of course, you know, I really don't eat before a game. I don't eat because I feel like it makes me feel a little slower and heavier, but I don't eat. Of course, I listen to a lot of music. I listen to my favorite rappers, you know, get me going, get my blood flowing, pumped up just a little bit. But my ritual that I would say I do the most is pray. You know, I just ask God to give me the strength to go out there and play to the best of my abilities, and whatever he gives me the strength to do, that's what I'm going to go out there and do. So that would be my biggest ritual.
That is so amazing. Now, can you tell us, if people want to, our listeners want to hear and follow you and know, keep up with you, and especially with you being in the draft and everything getting ready to go down, we know that your name is definitely at one of the highest picks. So we wish you the best, and we want you to win and succeed, and it looks like you're on your way. So congratulations to you and your team. And to
yes,
the coaches,
ma'am. We appreciate you.
that has sacrificed to give you that motivation, to give you that the team sportsmanship that's needed in our youth today. So we appreciate that. I want to ask you, I kind of did a little research, just a little bit. So I know that Isaiah Thomas is one of your favorite Idol star players. So can you talk a little bit about that?
What
yes, Isaiah
ma'am.
Means to
you? Yeah, growing up, my dad, you know, my dad was really good, and, you know, he was a pure traditional point guard, and his dad was good. My dad's dad favorite player was Magic Johnson, but my dad more so liked Isaiah Thomas because, you know, he was shorter and he was more relatable. So me growing up, mm-hmm. I used to see I used to watch NBA TV all the time and watch the Hardwood Classics, and I used to always see Isaiah Thomas. And I used to ask my dad who he was, and, you know, he was real good. That's when I started taking basketball serious, you know, at a young age. So I just started watching him a lot, like how he moved, his movements, and he was short, and he was able to do things that big guys could do, but he was short. So that was just amazing to me, and I loved that at a young age. So I really liked him, and, you know, he used to beat the best. He used to beat Michael Jordan. He'd beat Magic Johnson, and, you know.
Absolutely.
So I used to love that, you know, little guys. He put little guys on the map, so. That's what Isaiah Thomas did for me, and that's why he was one of the guys that I watched growing up, and still to this day I do.
That's amazing. I share some of the sentiments with Isaiah Thomas as you. I grew up. He was in my household all the time. He on TV, very sport related family. So you were saying that your father's favorite sportsman and how you watched him, and then you just happened to catch that game, and it just caught your attention? Was you already in sports? I mean, how did this happen for you, like getting on the field? Like, not the field, the court.
I used to watch my dad play, and he was real good. So I was just wondering,
okay,
like, where he learned his stuff from. But he learned from his dad. But I couldn't really understand at first because his dad liked Magic Johnson. But, you know, Magic Johnson, he was a big guard. And I look at people that more so I can relate to. So I remember, like, as a kid, I was one of those kids, like, I was into cartoons and stuff at an early age. But when I started taking basketball serious, the only thing was on my TV was SportsCenter and NBA TV. So I remember I was just watching NBA TV, watching TV, slam dunk contest, 3-point contest, and like they was playing all the old games. And I had saw the Pistons. I don't remember who they was playing against. They might have been playing against the Lakers. And I was just looking at Isaiah Thomas. I was like, I just had to ask, like, who is that? Because he was cold and he was little. So that's what caught my eye. And ever since then, I was like, I know if he can do it, I can do it. So he inspired me. And, you know, as time starts to go on, you know, I started to look at Chris Paul, also another short guy that's a pure point guard and a floor general that, you know, he runs the game point guard-wise. So I started looking at him, too, especially being down there in Louisiana. He played for the New Orleans Hornets, so I got to see him in person a couple times. But, yeah.
That's quite, some history there. Thank you for sharing. So how do you channel your frustration when the referee decision doesn't go your way?
See, me, my dad, my coach, Dr. Ackerman, we don't even argue with the referees. Like, we just play because we already know coming to the game, the referees are who they're going to be. And at the end of the day, if you know basketball, you got to understand they're in power. Like, you can't do anything or nothing to make them change that call that they just made. But, you know, the game goes on. You got to have – Got to have amnesia when you're playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? So it always got to be next play, move on. So the referees, you know, they play a major part of calling certain calls or whatever. But I wouldn't even get frustrated with them because at the end of the day, you know, life goes on, the game goes on, and you just got to keep playing.
Absolutely. So, Michael, what was the moment this season when you felt the most like a team cohesively?
What was the most defining moments of my team, you said?
Yeah.
I would say the most defining moments of my team is when we first got our first win in the league, and you know, we really talked to each other and like up. Leading to that win, we really talked to each other on what we had to do to win and we was going to do and, you know, sacrifice certain things. And to me, that was just amazing because I know a lot of people and a lot of players don't like to sacrifice what they love or like to do in the game of basketball to win. They rather look good maybe at the end of the day instead of get the W. But at the end of the day, winning is, you know, all we're about over here. So I think that was the most cohesive moment when my guys, you know, they trusted me and we trusted each other and we came out on top. So I'll say that was a big moment.
That sounds like a big moment. I wish I was there. I kind of felt like I was there while he was telling the story. So average, you average in the lead. Let's talk about your position. Tell us
yes, ma'am.
A little bit more. Let's tell us, our listeners, a little bit more about your position and what you expect in this draft.
My position, I play point guard. I'm a real, you know, pure point guard. Like I said, I like watching Isaiah Thomas, Chris Paul. You know, those guys, they're a little bit of a replication of me, or I'll be a replication of them. I like to push the ball. I like to play fast. I can shoot it. You know, I can get my teammates involved. I'm a playmaker. I know how to get the W. I'm very competitive. Play defense. So I feel like, you know, that's what I bring to the table. And for the most part, leadership. You know, when everything going bad, I know how to calm my team down and tell them, you know, just stay poised. We're gonna be all right and rally us back in so we can keep playing or play even harder to get us back where we need to be. But in this draft, you know. A lot of things will happen in the draft that people won't be expecting, and like I said, you really don't know what to expect the day of the draft or leading up into the draft unless, you know, you're one of those top five guys. But me, I'm just hoping, praying for the best, you know, hoping I end up in the right situation or whatever the case may be. I'll be able to live with it at the end of the day because, you know, I trust what God has for me and, you know, he's leading me the right way on the right journey.
I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. So being, you know, I heard you speaking so clearly about Isaiah Thomas, you know, being a short guy and how he inspired you. And I know that may have been a big deal for a lot of young men and women that, you know, that are into sports, just to know that they can make it because they see someone, you know, representation of it on the court. With you being 5'11", 165 pounds, and 19 years old, what's after basketball for you?
After basketball for me is me pretty much, well, right now, I'm working on starting my own podcast. You know, I like talking. I like talking about certain topics that go on in today's world. I think when I get ready to open my podcast up, you know, it won't just be about sports. You know, it'll be about everything, everyday things that go on, how we can, you know, impact the world or wherever the case, people may be trying to get their product out there or people, you know, just trying to do great positive things. So I'm working on my podcast right now. And after that, I'll be looking into opening up my own business. I like clothes a lot, maybe starting my own clothing line, maybe starting my own shoes or whatever the case may be. So that's pretty much it for the most part right now.
Well, that sounds like a big plate, and I know you can digest it really well. So, and all of this, it sounds like you're so humble in the position you're in, and I can really truly appreciate your ritual of praying before the game and not eating because of, you know, just how it makes you feel, and you want to be prepared. And so it sounds like you're really on the way, Michael, and I just want to congratulate you again on your success, your team. I want to give you the biggest shout that I possibly can to the coaches and to your father, all those that inspire you and keep you moving and motivating you. If you can, tell us a little bit about Michael Lenore that we don't know, that's not in the public, that makes – that helps you center and reflect?
I'll say a little bit about me that, you know, people don't know, that they don't get to see every day because they're not around, is, you know, not just a teammate, but I'm a very fun, outgoing guy. You know, I like to do things for people. I like to talk to people. I like to, you know, pick people's brains just to see, you know, maybe if they think the same as me or, you know, if they have different opinions or how they are. But, you know, I'm that type of person. I like to explore. I like to travel. You know, I'm just a fun person to be around and a person that you can just be yourself around me. You can just let loose. You know, you don't have to act as a certain way or you don't have to pretend to be someone that you're not. So I feel like I'm that type of person that, you know, you can just be yourself around and we can have fun. And I'm not a negative person at all. You know, I respect everybody for who they are and I like everybody for who they are, because I know everybody is different in their own way, and God created us all equally, so I treat nobody as if they're not equal at all. So that's who I am. You know, I'm just a good person. I'm God-fearing, and I just like having fun. You know, other than that, like all everything else, I just like playing basketball, shopping, and laughing, cracking jokes and stuff, so that'll be it.
So you are well-rounded, and I can only imagine your mother being so and your father being so elated. Is there any shout-outs that you want to give right now? I mean, like, so you can have your way. We know what you plan with. You said you move fast and quick. You averaging 24 points, you know, 11 assists and 4 rebounds. Come on, man. Like, you're really doing it, and we can appreciate and see, you know, we can see the efforts that you're putting forth, and we can truly appreciate that. So if there's some shout-outs that you want to give up, bro, here it is.
First off, you know, I want to shout-out, thank God for having me in this position that I'm in today. Shout-out you for the most part for me to, you know, be able to tell a little bit of my story and my journey on your on the show, on the radio. Thank you for that. I want to give a shout-out to my teammates, my coach and his wife, you know, for this being a part of this great organization. Shout outs to all my family back home in Louisiana for supporting me and having my back no matter what. My dad, my grandma, my mom, my stepmom, all my siblings, and you know, shout out to all the haters too. Thank y'all. I wouldn't be here without y'all.
That's right. Because I heard you say loud and clear, we aim to win over here.
Yeah.
So we can appreciate the haters.
For sure. They have, thank you for being so focused as a young man. It's really encouraging to so many people to see our youth growing and flourishing and trying to achieve not the impossible, but those things that we only dream of. And making those dreams come into manifestation is not easy for everyone. So, Michael Lenoir, NBA draftee, exclusive interview today right here on Faces of Success Radio with Michonne L. We just love you so much and wish you the best, Michael. Man, come back. Come back and let us know how everything goes. We're going to surely be shouting you out. If there's a, give us your social sites so that we can keep up with you. I know we got at kvng.mike with two I's, K-E, at T-Basketball
yes,
League. All right. And then we have what else? Yeah, quite a few.
quite a few ways
for people to keep
Twitter.
Up with you.
Yeah, on Twitter, you guys can go follow me at, you know, the same thing she said, KVNGMIIKE, King with a V and I with two I's. So you can follow me on Twitter. She already shouted out my Instagram, and, you know, make sure y'all give my the organization that I'm a part of, Creating Young Minds, give them a follow, too, on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, we surely will. We wish you the best, Michael. We can't wait to see what's come of you. We're going to keep up with you through your career. And like I said, come back. You're welcome anytime. We have been just so mind-blown and so blessed to have you on our show with us and to give us your time. With anything else that we can do for you, we just a call away. So you keep up the good work on your end, and we won't. We're going to see you up on that screen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And I will most definitely come back and be back. So you ain't got to worry about that.
It's been great. We're right here on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. We have been talking to our very own. We are claiming him as our very own, Michael NBA Lenoir. You're a point guard. We just wish you the best. This is not too much we could say that you haven't already experienced, and it's just going to get that much better. We pray that all that that's tangible, that's supposed to be wrapped up into all that you touch, come your way, and those good situations is all that you see. So,
yes, ma'am. Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap this up.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate talking to you.
All right. Have a good one, Michael. Thank you so much.
Right.
You've been tuned in to Mind Blown. I'm sorry. Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Have a good night.
All right. You too.